that after, you know, God said, I'm done with these people, and Moses says, please forgive them and give them a second chance. And then they renew the covenant. And Moses goes up and he gets a new set of commandments. They're written on stone again. And he comes down, and a surprising thing has happened. Something that Moses did not anticipate, apparently, and didn't even realize it had happened. But began in verse 29. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Aaron and all the people of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And so Moses didn't realize that as he walks down the mountain, that something's different about him. He didn't realize it probably until he saw the reaction in the people around him. They were afraid. They said, what in the world? Here comes Moses, and his face is glowing. And so they're surprised by this. And in fact, that wasn't the only time it happened. Look at verse 34. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil. He put a veil on because the people were afraid, until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining. And Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. So notice that every time Moses went in and spent time talking to God, he came out and his face was shining. And the people would see this, and so Moses would have to put a veil over his face because it scared everybody. And notice what it says there again in verse 29. Moses did not know the skin of his face shone because he had been talking with God. Isn't that neat? Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the New Testament. Let's connect that to you and me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul refers to this very thing, this shining face of Moses. And he makes some comparisons between the covenant that Moses help to mediate and to bring into effect, and the much better covenant that we have. He says, but let's look at beginning verse 9. For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, actually let's begin verse 7. Now if the ministry of death carved in letters on stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? He's saying, if this old covenant had so much glory that people couldn't look at Moses' face because he was shining, won't the true ministry of the Spirit, the far better covenant, have even more glory? And he says, verse 9, for if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all because of the glory that surpasses it. What he's saying is the glory of the Old Testament was there, and it was something else. But when the New Testament came up, it's like when the sun rises, and now you can't see the stars anymore. It's kind of funny to realize, they're there. They're still there. It's a strange thing. You go outside right now, there's stars all over the place. You can't see them because the light of the sun so far exceeds the light of the stars, they just disappear. And he says that's what happened with the two covenants. The new covenant has so much more glory that you can't even see the glory of the old because of it. But let's keep reading to see how this shining face applies to us. Verse 12, since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. He said, we're not like Moses. Moses was, he put a veil over so they wouldn't see. He said, we're bold. We don't put a veil over our face. In fact, he says, yes to this, verse 14, but their minds were hardened, for to this day when they read the old covenant, that same veil remains unlifted, because only through Christ is it taken away. Yes, to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their hearts. But when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So, what do you say? He said, when they look at this law of the Jews that didn't believe, they looked at it, but they were looking at it through a veil. So if you can imagine some, piece of cloth, and you can kind of make out things through it, but you can't see very well. And they're trying to understand, but they can't really make it out. But in Christ, that veil is taken away. And now the light shines and we see it for what it is. But look what happens. As we peer into this and as we stare into it and as we listen to God and he talks to us just like Moses, we, he says in verse 18, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. So we are becoming what we see. As we spend time with God, we begin to shine. Just like when Moses spent time with God, he began to shine. That's probably just a pointing towards something that would happen for real in the New Testament. Shannon and I were talking about types and antitypes. There's so many connections, and this is just another one. That you find all these things in the Old Testament that find their truest fulfillment in Christ. And so here we have this very thing that Moses' shining face is truly happens in us. What does it all mean? It means that if we spend time looking in the Word, what are we seeing? We're seeing the glory of God in the face of Jesus. In fact, let me just give you one more verse. Look at chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we see God when we look at Jesus. We see that in His Word. And with the light of that knowledge, that glory shines on us. And when we walk away, we'll be shining like it. Because we become like what we look at. If we let this do its thing. If we let the Word work on us. If we let the Lord transform us into the image of His Son. Then we, as we change and become like Him, begin to radiate His glory. Now, how's everybody going to respond to that? Did they think it was awesome and love it when Moses came down and he was glowing? Nope, they didn't like it. They told him, please put something over your face. We don't like that. And so Paul says, we're bold. We're not like Moses. We don't cover this up. And Jesus, remember what he said about the light? Nobody hides it under a bushel, right? So he said, let your light shine. So even this week, you're going to probably have opportunities as you go about your activities in your life. You're going to be different than everybody else if you're doing what the Lord says. That's what Philippians said, you, among whom you shine as lights in the world. If you're living blameless and upright in this world, you're going to stand out. And that's uncomfortable sometimes. And people don't like it. And they would rather you be just like them. And we're all going to be faced with a choice in those moments. Am I going to kind of dim the light a little bit and try to blend and try to be like everybody else? Or am I going to be bold, like Paul says, and let the light shine, whether people like it or not, and stand up for what's true and what's right and be the person I'm supposed to be and be like Christ, no matter what people think of it. And there will be people who will be drawn to that, and there will be people who don't like it. But it doesn't matter. If we know that we've found the Lord and we found His Word, we're going to try to live that in our lives. This evening, if there's someone here who needs to make some change in your life, and if you would like to do that tonight, if there's someone who needs to have their sins washed away in baptism, or if you'd like the prayers of the church on your behalf for any reason at all, if we can help you, let us know while we stand and sing.